Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, my friends. And hello, hello. Thank you once again for joining me on the Eric Zane Show podcast, Act 2. Which is kind of how we do it. This is how we do it. Sorry. On a Monday, because of the staff meeting that happens at Q100. Jeremy says, hey, am I the only one that gets notifications? Right? Does everyone get notifications when there's a part two? Because I don't. I don't know. I wish I could help you in that. Maureen says she does. It's good to see that Jeremy is here along with Kevin. It's being weird again. I don't know why. Check. Aha, I think I just found it. All right. Kenny's like, your mic just went out easy. I think it's back. I think I'm good. I think I'm back. I'm here. I'm queer. God, I feel like I want to start the whole thing over again. I'm glad that Jeremy is here, and I'm glad that Kenny is here. Because I just got word from Kenny that he is, as far as he can tell, the exact same weight as Jeremy. Both boys are sitting at about 3 1/4. Hold up.
O'Neal, quit.
Okay, now that's something that they're working on. Every day, these two are a little less disgusting. Every day, there is a little bit more visible dick. Maybe just a little bit, but a little bit more. Your midsection is not supposed to completely surround your dick in a skin cocoon. Your dick is supposed to hang free. I'm glad to report that today there's a little bit more dick. that is showing for both of these stalwarts, these two legends, if you will, are both adding in the amount of dick that is visible. And that makes me happy. Kenny adds, Jeremy, you are 0.7 pounds lighter than me today. And Kenny had a suggestion, and I'm just going to read it to you. Me and Jeremy are almost exactly the same weight today. This could be a full-on competition here. I went back and saw where it mentioned his current weight on the chat from an hour ago. I wrote it down, and I weighed myself and wrote it down also. Jeremy, 325.1. Kenny, 325.8. On September 16th. All right. Let's do not an extravaganza, a fat extravaganza. Fat Race 2024. You know, you guys got so much work to do. It'd have to be 2024, 2025, and 2026. I don't know what the end weight is. I don't know what the end goal is. But the idea that you two, like Kenny a week ago was the one, he was instrumental in getting Jeremy to turn this shit around. And Kenny's had it turned around for quite some time. But, I mean, like we all know, a person could fall off the wagon at any one point. All right? And that's no bullshit. I mean, I'm fucking around here, no doubt about it. But at the end of the day, it's very important that people not weigh 325 pounds. Kenny writes, fat race. Jeremy says, I'm all in for competition. Well, we got to have some, we need to brainstorm amongst each other. Like some type of rewards for this. I got it. Winner gets to have sex with Ashley. Loser gets to have sex with Amanda. Or vice versa. Winner would have sex with Amanda. That's what it should be. The winner should have sex with Amanda. And the loser should have sex with Ashley. Maureen says, Eric, I think Maureen, all right. Kenny says, Eric, that is not an incentive. Yes, it is. All right. Maybe we can mix Linda into this too, because she's single. I'm going, the only parameters are you have to be a single woman. Aaron writes, what were you at around 21 years old, Kenny? Jeremy writes, I haven't weighed 250 since I played football in high school. Anything less than that, I'll be happy. What is your height, by the way, Jeremy? I need to know that. By the way, it was all good for me. This weekend, full-on fasting both days up north. Saturday, Sunday. Saturday, I had a smoothie, and then I had two turkey burgers for dinner. Not a ton of calories. All good. Felt great. Feel great. Sunday, same thing. Stopped eating at 7 p.m., and I didn't have anything to eat until 2 p.m. It's a long-ass fast. Feel great. Feel outstanding. So much energy. It's unbelievable. Today, I was able to eat at 11 a.m., but I didn't. I like, you know what? I'm going to get through the podcasting day, and then I'll have something to eat. Last night, though, we went hard on the Chinese food. So, I mean, that's the thing about intermittent fasting. I don't think technically I'm supposed to do what I did yesterday, which is kind of like not really eat much at all. And then when it came time for one big meal, just ate a big fat pile of shit, which was fried rice, regular rice, sesame chicken, General Sow. Is it General Sow or General So? I don't know. TSO, so, so. That. So just a shit. And an egg roll. A ton of food. That's Sunday. Most of the week, I'm good. Sunday, I tend to like, all right, I'm gonna eat some food. That's the end of it. I'm going to eat some food. Jeremy is only 35, though. All right. Kenny's 47. Kenny's 5'11", 47. Jeremy is 5'10". He says a broad frame. Okay. You should not be any more than like 190. Jacked 190. Okay. But Rome wasn't built in a day. This is going to take for fucking ever. But you got to do it right. Keep doing what you're doing and start looking into like some type of weightlifting regimen. I suggest P90X. If you really want to do it right, you got to go P90X. It's full on fantastic. I can't say enough about P90X. And I was always a big fan of the very first P90X. That was the one that I did back in the day. If you do what they tell you, oh my God, you are going to get so damn strong. I loved P90X. I should do it again. Piano Finger Banger says it's brutal. It works, though. Boy, does it work. All right. Jeremy says, Sunday I felt bad. Went to the casino and I had a grilled chicken sandwich. And I had 10 buffalo wings and a couple ounces of fries. Ate like a jerk, but still maintained from Saturday to today. Hey, dude, look. It's insane to think that you are not going to have days when you eat like a cock. You have to do this. I suggest this. Plan on one day for eat like a fuck. I mean, like literally work towards it. And then on that day, you get after it. You get after it aggressive and you just... It just writes you. You have to do this. I mean, eat whatever the fuck you want, ass. Doesn't matter. Maureen says, I have a P90X sitting boxed up in a closet, I think. I'll send it to one of you guys if you want it. The thing about P90X in the old school days, you were getting like DVDs or videotapes. Nowadays, you can get it all on an app. You can just download the Beachbody app or whatever the fuck the app is nowadays. And it's included in it, along with, like, you get fucking Sean T, and he's another one. Anybody that you cannot go wrong with any app that has you working out every day. Just do what they tell you to do, and it will work. But I really think it's important that you fat bastards get some muscle mass. Okay? You need to get some muscle mass. Kenny crushed a fajita quesadilla and chips and salsa Friday. Homemade awesome sandwich with Doritos Saturday and Chinese yesterday. Eating once a day is helping me, but I made poor choices all weekend when I did eat. Yeah, that's a lot. So that's why Jeremy is already beating your ass. Jeremy says muscle mass will prevent weight loss. Not true. I don't know where you got that info from. That is not true at all. Yes, you will build muscle mass, but you do realize that on a molecular level, every bit of muscle mass that you build has tiny little powerhouses in it called mitochondria, which, oh, okay. He wrote No, muscle mass will prevent droopy skin is what I meant. I see what you mean. Okay, I thought I was going to have to brainiac out on you. Exactly. You're going to be so ripped, man. Okay? And if Kenny keeps spending weekends doing that on our fat, we're going to call it the fat-a-thon. Instead of a marathon, this is a long race. It's a fat-a-thon. My God. Aram writes, Sean T's insanity is the most brutal of anything Beachbody has ever done. Oh, you're not kidding. By the way, I have decided that I am going to ask the doc about a new knee. I'm sick and tired of not being able to run. All right? And it's starting to bother me even when I just walk around or stand still all day. I need a new knee. I'm going to ask the doc about this. Jeremy says the Fatstravaganza. The Kenny and Jeremy Fatstravaganza of 2024. All right. I still have not gotten into the Trump story yet. And I this is incredible. Never before has it been more evident that the world's attention span is pretty much out the window. How is it that a sitting president can be, former president, I should say, can be fired upon for the second time in a couple of months and no one cares? I don't get it. I don't understand. Like when I heard that, Madison announced it when I was over at Jackie's eating Chinese food. And I'm like, what? And I look and I'm like, right away, there doesn't seem to be enough attention on this. I don't know why. Cole says they don't want to give him publicity. Maybe. There might be something to that. Piano Finger Banger says it was technically the third assassination if you count the debate. Ayo. Assassination attempt 2, electric boogaloo, says Bob. All right. I kind of want to get into this. This is the story from NBC, their coverage of it. And the thing is, though, when I looked, I could see the headline when it happened, but I don't know necessarily if I can agree with that, Cole, now that I think about it, because when I first saw of it, they were reporting on it, but I don't think it's just not the same. It's just not the same as big of a deal. And I'm guessing it has to do with the fact that there's no video to go along with it. All right, this is the story.
This morning, Donald Trump is safe, a suspect is in custody, and the FBI is investigating what it calls an apparent assassination attempt on the former president Sunday at his Florida golf club. Authorities say a Secret Service agent spotted a rifle in the bushes near where Mr. Trump was golfing Sunday afternoon and opened fire.
They have an agent that jumps one hole ahead of time to where the president was at. And he was able to spot this rifle barrel sticking out of the fence and immediately engage that individual.
Agents rushed Mr. Trump to safety.
This guy got off shots. He was hiding in the bushes. And the agent saw the barrel right after shots rang out. Bad guys shooting. Our guys returned fire. And this guy was not hit.
He was able to spot this rifle barrel sticking out of the fence and immediately engage that individual.
Agents rushed Mr. Trump to safety. According to the sheriff, a witness saw the suspect run out of the bushes and jump into a black Nissan. He was arrested a short time later. Three law enforcement sources tell NBC News that suspect has been identified as 58-year-old Ryan Wesley Ruth. Ruth was unarmed when arrested, and it's not...
Okay, so this is like got to be some Facebook photo or something like that of this psychopath. You know you're a kook if you're wearing whatever that is. Is that like a tactical vest or a a bulletproof vest. And again, he's wearing the like the flag as looks like a scarf, and he has some other red, white, and blue shit. Yet another example of how crazy fucks show the flag. I think we need a new flag. And in order to own it, you have to pass a competency test. And if you're flying it, you can get pulled over and they have to determine whether or not you're retarded. And if you are, then they take the flag away because people have ruined our flag. Guys like this who hates Trump and people who love Trump especially have ruined the American flag. If you fly the American flag and I'm a door-to-door salesman, I'm not going to your house.
Not clear if he ever fired a weapon, but investigators say they recovered an AK-47 style rifle with a scope, two backpacks, and a GoPro camera at the scene, not far from the former president.
Look, he's got the camera in the fence.
Probably between 300 and 500 yards, but with a rifle and a scope like that, that's not a long distance.
The suspect has a long criminal and civil court history. He's also been outspoken on his support for Ukraine. In an interview with Semaphore last year, Ruth discussed his efforts helping volunteers with the war effort there.
Ukraine is reluctant to be cooperative.
According to public records, Ruth voted in a Democratic primary in March. In 2020, Ruth wrote to Mr. Trump on social media, saying he supported him in 2016, but expressing disappointment with the former president. Overnight, in a post on Truth Social, Mr. Trump thanking the Secret Service and law enforcement for keeping him safe and said it was a, quote, interesting day. Writing earlier in campaign fundraising emails, quote, my resolve is only stronger after another attempt on my life. Sunday's apparent assassination attempt would be the second attempt on Mr. Trump's life in 3 months. A July shooting during a political rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, injured Mr. Trump's ear and left the suspect dead. That incident is now being investigated by law enforcement and Congress. No motive has yet been determined.
We've heard from the former president, Garrett. Have we heard from President Biden and the Harris campaign?
In the form of statements, Savannah, both President Biden and Vice President Harris issuing statements overnight condemning political violence and commending the work of the Secret Service in keeping Donald Trump safe. President Biden's statement also adding that he would ensure the Secret Service has, quote, every resource, capability, and protective measure necessary to ensure the former president's continued safety.
Okay, I think it's important to talk about how easy, apparently, it is to get close to someone like this, to someone important. How easy it is to do this. I mean, if I'm Trump, honest to God, I'm not going outside anywhere. I'm done with rallies. I don't want anyone seeing me. My God. Tofus says even extreme right wingers are done with Trump. Yeah, I don't even know if this guy is an extreme right winger. Are you suggesting that he was? Yeah, you know what? Now that you mention it, because if he supported him at one point and then he's disappointed with him, who knows? I mean, my God. Bob says, I only knew it happened because there was a 30-second breaking news during the Chiefs-Bengals game. Dave says, if people are getting off shots, is the Secret Service really doing a good job? Great question. I don't know, man. Absolutely bizarre. Also, politically, remember last week, the whole J.D. Vance? I didn't even hear about dogs and cats being eaten until the president said it in the debate last week. Not a thing. First time I heard about it was on the debate. But what I didn't know is that J.D. Vance is the one who first spoke of cats and dogs being eaten. And we all know that in Springfield, Ohio, when this was first uttered by a former President Trump, you know, Harris laughed in his face. Everybody's like, ah, it's fucking bullshit. Come on now. Well, there's several people that were saying, oh, no, it's true. It's true. It's true. It's true. Well, it wasn't. It wasn't at all. You had one woman in Columbus, Ohio, who actually was a deranged woman, killed a cat that was in the news. And then you had a guy also in Columbus walking across the street, a Haitian dude with a dead goose. That's it. That's all that there was. And, well, J.D. Vance has finally, this is remarkable what I'm about to play for you, has finally admitted to fabricating the story about dogs and cats being eaten. Take a listen to this.
Just once and for all, you, again, started this in part by saying that, which Donald Trump repeated on the debate stage, that, and he didn't say anything about the policies that you're talking about. He just said Haitians are eating dogs and cats. Can you affirmatively say now that that is a rumor that has no basis with evidence?
Dana, the evidence is the firsthand account of my constituents who are telling me that this happened. And by the way, I've been...
First off, that's not evidence. That's just someone telling you something. That's a guy on the street saying, hey, there was a Haitian eating a dog. So that's not evidence, but he furthers that.
My constituents who are telling me that this happened. And by the way, I've been trying to talk about the problems in Springfield for months, and the American media ignored it. There was a congressional hearing just last week of angel moms who lost children because Kamala Harris let criminal migrants into this country who then murdered their children. The American media totally ignored this stuff until Donald Trump and I started talking about cat memes. If I have to, create stories so that the American media...
Okay, this is important. She jumps in there.
Pays attention about cat memes. If
here's where the rubber meets the road.
This stuff until Donald Trump and I start talking about cat memes. If I have to, stories so that the American media actually pays attention to the suffering of the American people, then that's what I'm going to do, Dana. Because
okay, if I have to create stories to get people to pay attention to Springfield, Ohio, then that's to pay attention to the suffering. That's what I'm going to do. He just said it.
You guys are completely letting Kamala Harris coast. You had one interview with her. You talk about pushing back against me, Dana. You didn't push back against the fact that she cast the deciding vote on the Inflation Reduction Act.
Nobody gives a fuck. At this point, all anybody wants to talk about is what you just said, that you created a story so that people can pay attention to whatever the fuck. Right?
Which is why a lot of Americans can't afford food and housing.
You just said that you're creating a story.
We ought to be talking about public policy.
Yeah, she needs to be more aggressive. She needs to act. This is what needs to happen.
You said that you're creating a story.
When he says that, before he can get to his next thought, she needs to actually go, time out, and put her hands up in a T and go, time out, time out, time out, time out. Hold on. You just said that's what she needs to do.
Sorry. Public policy.
Awkward pause. Delay.
Sir, you just said that you're creating the story.
What's that, Dana?
You just said that this is a story that you created. So then...
Yes.
The eating dogs and cats thing is not...
We are creating... We are... Dana, it comes from firsthand accounts from my constituents. Creating a story, meaning we're creating the American media focusing on it. I didn't create 20,000.
You just said it again.
Legal migrants coming into Springfield, thanks to Kamala Harris's policies. Her policies did that, but yes, we created the actual focus that allowed the American media to talk about this story and the suffering caused by Kamala Harris's policies.
Okay, so you're saying I created that story so that we can now pay attention to how many migrants are. Now, look at it. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. I was talking about eating cats and dogs, and now everybody's paying attention to Springfield, Ohio. So this was a great idea by me. Oh, my God. That's awesome. Holy shit. So, if there are any of you that are paying attention to what I'm saying right now, and you believed that cats and dogs were being eaten, like Trump believed it, like this douchebag believed it, and then talked about it. What do you have to say now? There are some of you that are listening. This is one of those, you ever see one of those memes? Like, looking for the Michigan fans, like after a bad game, or looking for the Lions fans, and nobody weighs in. They like, boy, I'm just, yeah, bullshit. This is an opportunity for you to step forward and say, yeah, I look like an idiot for believing that. That's what you should do if you had, a little bit of transparency. The willingness to say, yeah, I believed that. I fell for it. But you're not going to do that, are you? I'm the only one. I am the only person that if I believe something and it's proven to be false, I'm the first one to say, yeah, I believed that. Holy shit. No one ever does that. I try to keep people, hold their feet to the fire, and then they just disappear. Fucking Cole, I'm looking at you, you dumb twat. What the fuck? In fact, tomorrow on Who Are These Broadcasters? Christian and I are going to play that clip. And there's one particular audience member who pays attention to our show, and he actually contributes to it. He's known as Reverend Shitstain Powerful Pooper. And he is a diehard fucking Trumper. And he believed the cat and dog thing. All right. And so he was like, last week he was trolling us while we're doing our show, saying, by the way, Cole says, I didn't believe it. I said, no, right away, review the tape. All right, fine. Maybe it wasn't you. I take it back. But Reverend Shitstain Powerful Pooper was like, it's true. The reason cats and dogs, it's a true story. You idiots. God, fucking kill yourselves, you dumbasses. You stupid, stupid fucks. Cole says, I know they're not killing dogs and cats, just women and children. They're not even doing that. Everybody was saying, oh, my God. Ever since all these migrants, these illegals have come in, it's so scary now. I can't believe these migrants. You idiots. Oh, I'm so glad that Kamala Harris is running, because that gives us our best chance to win, our best chance to keep Trump out of office. And let me just be perfectly clear on this. I'm not even a Democrat. I'm just anti-Trump. I just don't want Trump in the office. I don't give a fuck who it is. I don't give a fuck if it's Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, or Bruce here, whose head is hanging off the couch. Jesus. Incredible. I don't think there's going to be another debate, by the way. I think that it was a one and done. Kenny, in sarcastic script, writes, well, this one guy said it and it happened, so I just took him at his word. I mean, why not? We got everyone talking about it, didn't we? And we'll do it again and again if it makes all you guys stop talking about Harris. Wow. I had to unleash the joke that I've used for years and years and years, since I was about 17 years old. I was walking through the cabinet shop in Royal Oak, Michigan, 1987, one of the sawmen comes up to me named David Adair. He goes, hey, did you hear that? They found, because he knew that I always followed the news. He goes, did you hear that they found that woman? I said, what woman? I said, that chick that was missing, they thought the husband did it. I go, okay. Yeah. There was like a bag in Pontiac and then another bag in Livonia. And they had a bag in Birmingham and a bag in East Detroit. They found four different bags with body parts in each of those bags. I said, oh, wow. Is she okay? He paused and went, you fucking asshole, she's dead. The only way this joke works is if when someone, when you're getting the information, the words are not uttered that the person is actually dead. If they say at any point in it that so-and-so is dead, this doesn't work. You can only say, is she okay, if they say everything but they are dead. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
Like so-and-so, skydiving accident, fell 5,000 feet, the chute did not open, and landed in the middle of a parking lot. Is she okay, or is he okay? You ask that question then. Or so-and-so got eaten by a shark. Are they okay? Former Miss Switzerland, I should say finalist for Miss Switzerland back in 08, so 16 years ago when she was about 20. That would be Kristina Joksimovic. Total knockout, by the way. Cops were called, and the husband had, like, I'm not kidding you, hedge clippers, and he was dismembering Ms. Joksimovic. And no lie, he was in the process of cutting Ms. Joksimovic, his wife, into small pieces and putting her into a Vitamix or a blender, and pureeing her body. So he put, like, ears, nose, and labia into the blender and turn it on, and then when it's done, he would pour it into a bowl, and then he'd put the blender back and put more of her in it. This actually happened. Now, she's been dead, well, at the time, in February when this all happened. That's when this all went down. But the details are just coming out now. He actually pureed the former Miss Switzerland. This is how I went with it. If you see here, Miss Switzerland finalist Kristina Joksimovic pureed in blender by husband. Perfect. I responded, "Oh my God, is she okay?" It's the only way to do this, because it did not say that she was dead. Holy shit, what a story. Total shock at new details of the brutal murder of Miss Switzerland, strangled and crushed in a blender. Yeah, crushed doesn't work. I'd have to say pureed is going to be the one that you want to use there. I mean, or maybe it's just different settings on the blender, because there is, I think there's a crush button and a puree button. And I don't know if there's a crush button. I know there's a, there's like a pulse button, but pureeing the body is, I think that's the most effective thing you can possibly say. Is it puree? Okay. I was saying puree. Amy says he made a smoothie out of her. Puree is what I want to say, not puree. How the fuck? By the way, she is so beautiful, or was. Look at her. My God, a little young for me, but... Before her death, Joksimovic shared an emotional family post on her social networks. In the photo, she appears with her husband, Thomas, and their two daughters. Ugh. Afterwards, she lived a cruel death. This occurred months ago, but now it has been made. It has come out when the details of it had been unveiled. Oh, my God. What the hell? Look at that. That's proof positive that you just don't know people. I mean, they look as happy as can be. They look like they're getting ready to make more beautiful children. When police discovered bloody tools in the home, including a power saw, knife, and pruning shears, they found Christina's remains in an unrecognizable state, described as mashed in the, like mashed person, like potatoes, mashed in the laundry room of the house. In addition, hand blender and a chemical compound that Thomas would have used in an attempt to dispose of the body. That would have taken forever. If you think about it, if he's got a fucking kitchen aid in there, how much time that would take to do. My God. Kenny writes this, and I think he's on to something. This is why you date fat, ugly guys. They won't puree you. Cole writes, no matter how hot she is, someone out there is sick of her shit. I don't know if I can say that. I don't know if I can agree with that. Jeremy says, you could have just dissolved her like in Breaking Bad. I don't know. Maybe he wanted to quicken the process or something. Jesus. I think burn barrel might be the most effective way. But even like Stephen Avery, the whole deal about that chick was burned in a burn barrel. And I don't even know if Stephen Avery did it. I don't think he did. But whoever did it, there wasn't a lot left over. Burn barrels get pretty damn hot. You know? Jesus. No, but you're onto something there. I think ugly people, when they get together, they realize this is the best it's going to be. Don't fuck this up. Cole says maybe she was lying and cheating. Well, I don't want to put words into your mouth, but it sounds to me like you're justifying pureeing someone. When you say maybe she was lying and cheating, I think the only response that is, there's only a couple appropriate things that you can do if someone is lying and cheating. You either work through the problem. I take it back. He says that was for Kenny's comment. Kenny writes, I'll put up with all kinds of shit as long as you don't lie and cheat on me. And then, yeah, and then you wrote, maybe she was lying and cheating. So I think you are suggesting that. So don't try to get out of it, you asshole. Bob says, now the fire needs to be intense to get rid of the bone. Well, then you make it hot. You got to go burn barrel with a lid on it, but holes so that, you know, you can keep the fire going hot. Piano Finger Banger says, tell us more, Bob, about how you get rid of your dead bodies. Look, it's impossible to kill anybody these days. You're going to get caught. So I just want to say on this show that I am anti-murdering people. I do not support anyone that wants to murder anyone or puree their body. By the way, I learned something today. I thought it was puree. All right. I came up with an idea today. Tell me what you think about it. I actually went up to Fear Bunker North, like I indicated. I mean, I went to the radio station. I need to send myself some photographs so that I can share this with you. It just popped into my head that I wanted to share it with you, and I'm not prepared to share it with you, so I have to get prepared by sending this shit along. When I was up north, I went to the radio station. Well, first I went to the damn state park because I had to take a shower. I don't have a shower there. I don't have running water. So I go there and it's closed. Goddamn state park is closed. I'm like, what? What is going on here? It's usually open well into like October. But I guess they're renovating the thing. So I'm like, oh, fuck. Now because I'm out of water. I needed water for the dogs and for me to you know, for a day and a half remaining in my trip. And I need to take a shower. I've been working my ass off all day. I smell like shit. I cannot lay in that bed this dirty, you know? So I go, aha, I got an idea. The radio station has a shower. Again, this is a double-wide mobile home at the radio station. They have a shower. I'm like, I'm going to the radio station to do this. So I'm like, perfect. This is going to work out. And boy, did it. I got a chance to go to the radio station and a chance to have this happen. Because, and I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but there's a lady at the radio station. Her name is Tanya, and we refer to her as Snow White because she, she feeds all the animals. And so the turkeys hang out there and the deer hang out there. So this is what I encountered when I went to the radio station. Here they are. Look at all these deer, and I'm really close to them. They're just looking at me like, hey. And there was a total of 7 or 8 of them that were there. And they just sat there and looked at me. And they have like a bag of cracked corn inside of the radio station. So I went and got a couple big scoops of the cracked corn, made a pile of the cracked corn. And they didn't trust me at first, but I just stood there. And they just came up and ate it right at my feet. I'm like, this is so fantastic. And there's no hunting in that area. So I know what some of you assholes are already thinking about, that these deers are going to get killed. These deer are going to get killed, but they're not going to get killed. And so while I'm there, I said, you know what? We need to get a sponsor for the deer. So I brought that up today in the staff meeting for the radio station. And I said, so, yeah, what I want to do is we're going to get somebody to sponsor. We're going to set up a camera, and it's the so-and-so deer cam. And they all looked at me, and they're like, that's a great fucking idea. I go, yeah, $5,000 a month they can sponsor the deer cam. Now, I don't know if they're ever going to do it, but they seemed to, like, take the idea and immediately started, like, planning it out. And then I was like, that's why you got me. Bob suggests I get one of those camping showers. Yeah, I don't know about that. You just hang the thing up and you go underneath it. I don't know if I want to do that. I guess I could. I have one actually in the bathroom of the trailer, but I'm too scared to use it. I'm just afraid that like the fucking pipes are going to flow over and there's going to be shit everywhere. I could just do it outside and completely take off my clothes outside. I mean, it's not like anybody would see me, you know? Unless if Pellerito's stalking me. Word on the street is, and I haven't seen it. Word on the street is that Pellerito and the usual suspects, and the number is dwindling, have been kicking up their heels on social media. And I keep getting screenshots and text information, and I'm like, oh, wow. Where have these guys been? This is still a thing. What do you call it? Paul Creer, the Stafford Township representative, Republican councilman, not representative, Stafford Township representative, New Jersey. His name is Paul Creer. His wife is Kate Creer, and she's on an anti-Semitic podcast. This is unbelievable. If the constituents in Stafford Township, New Jersey, knew that she was on an anti-Semitic, anti-gay, far-right, wacko podcast, they would lose their shit. I cannot believe that he's so stupid to let his wife do that. And that's 100% true. Kate doesn't necessarily say the anti-Semitic shit, but her sidekick does. I know. Very odd. Anyway, that all comes up because she's part of that whole group of people, those former Zaniacs who fuck each other. And it's just, God, fucking A, that is gross. What an absolute mess. And so I'll get like texts and I'm like, wow, cool. And then I don't even pay attention. And I love that. I love being in that spot where I'm like, okay, cool. I'm glad they are. I can actually appreciate that. All right. Can't believe that's how you say puree. I got some things that Chris D sent my way. Chris D is like a champion of sending great clips that we can review on this show. Bob says, isn't she from Jersey? Jersey is filled with trash people. There are a few people from Jersey that I like. I mean, come on now. Lara is fantastic. She's one. There are others. I can't think of any, but there are others. The Minnesota Vikings upset San Francisco yesterday in Minnesota. Justin Jefferson, who is on my fantasy football team, went 97 yards for a touchdown. In this clip, pay attention to the ref who really, really starts running like a son of a bitch. He's running faster than the 49ers who are trying to tackle Justin Jefferson. Jefferson is one of these two dudes here. And this quarterback, his name is Sam Darnold, 97-yard touchdown.
So far on the Viking defense, second down 9. Darnold getting messy, going deep, and he's got Jefferson. He's got Jefferson.
Watch ref.
It's a foot race downfield with Brown shifting gears, getting a block. That's 6.
That is awesome.
97 yards.
Doing a gritty.
Holy smokes. So far on the.
Holy shit, that's awesome. So San Francisco gets upset. How about this guy in the LSU Carolina game? I don't even know who won this one. Doesn't matter. But he scores a touchdown. This is Mama Bear right here. And these are her kids. The one in the middle, the kid in the middle, he starts giving thumbs down to the LSU player, and then he goes from thumbs down to something else. There's
thumbs down, thumbs down. Bird.
And now he's giving a finger. That's great. And then Mama Bear here. Look at that look on her face. She's ready to kill him. I mean, I love the finger.
Thumbs down, thumbs down. Bird.
Bird. The kid... All right, so this is a trash family, you know, but I think that
thumbs down, thumbs down.
I think that if you're a diehard fan, like she is, you let your kid give the middle finger to the kid Bird. From LSU. That's great. You're breaking his heart. I'm okay with that. Jesse Palmer, the guy from The Bachelor, he's the broadcaster in this clip right here. And he's got a thing or two to say about this dude right here who's standing around. He looks like he's kind of like a doughy piece of shit. He's got a mustache. Might be kind of hard to hear, but I'm going to try it anyway.
Can't see it now, but he's whipping his hand with his shirt. I'm going to make a bold prediction here. I'm going to say that guy's in the friend zone.
Okay, so the Florida Gator guy. All right, it's too hard to hear. But saying guy on the screen is in the friend zone is outstanding. Thank you, Chris D. All right, I got to take care of some sponsors before I do another thing because I don't have a ton of show left. But I know I got a ton of sponsors left. Maureen throws out, ha, what about Bruce Springsteen? Yeah, it's just not all of them. I mean, Bruce is great. Thank you to Berlin Raceway. They've got monster trucks Saturday. go to BerlinRaceway.com. King's Room Barbershop is now hiring. Go to kingsroom.net or show up in person to one of the three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, or in Wyoming at 821 36th Street. Get a haircut at King's Room Barbershop. I need one this week, and they are $19. If you're a dude, get a haircut fit for a king at King's Room Barbershop. Or if you're a chick who likes short hair. More info, including schedules, at kingsroom.net. Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance. I just introduced Frank Fuss to my brother Paul, who announced on this show the other day that he has finally retired. Good for you, Paul. Frank's going to help him make sure that he gets everything that he's entitled to with Social Security and gets him some health care coverage until he's able to enroll in Medicare. Frank's helping with everything associated with that, and that's what he does. So if you're thinking about retirement or someone you know or love is thinking about retirement, make sure you tip them off to Frank Fuss or tip them off to me. I'll hold their hand and do a personal introduction. No big deal on that. Or go to buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com for more information. Excellent. Joe Martinez just made a post that is excellently describes what he is offering. And I want to share that with you right now. Thank you to A&E Heating and Cooling. So this is what I'm talking about. This is 100% free. You can take advantage of this if you've not taken advantage of it in the last 2 years. DTE, the local energy company, has given Joe the option to offer this for free. All right? A free fall furnace tune-up and diagnostic testing for zero cost. All right? All you have to do is reach out to Joe Martinez, 616-516-8579. Call and schedule because, I mean, they can only be in so many places at one time. The lion's share of their work every day are tune-ups and diagnostic testing right now. And you can literally book it. He shows up or one of the crew takes care of it, and then they leave. No money out of your pocket. 616-516-8579 for A and E Heating and Cooling. I've got a mortgage guy. Buy now, refinance later. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage from anywhere in the U.S. Reach out 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. Call today about getting into your mortgage. Special red carpet rolled out for our first-time home buyers. I know you've got a lot of dumb questions. They're not dumb when Mario's answering them because he makes sure that you understand everything that goes on in the process of getting into your mortgage. Finally today, TC Paintball. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. Schedule an event with Rick. Rick's got to be scratching his head about the Lions, being that he loves them as much as I do. Book an event at TC Paintball, the destination in the entire great state of Michigan for a paintball party. Book a block of time at TC Paintball. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. Okay, so the sheriff in Volusia County, Florida, is furious. He is pissed off because there's been a series of threats in the local schools. So, like, people wake up and there's a threat to the school, and then they call off school. And then they find out that it's not credible. Personal note, this happened to Pooh Bear Thursday. I was walking around the house here Thursday night, and she goes, the school was just threatened. And I go, oh, well, you're not going to school. And she goes, yes, I am. I go, no, you are not. Sorry. You're not going to school. And then, thank goodness, the whole district canceled. Then the Michigan State Police, the people that investigate these things, did their due diligence. They determined that this was, in fact, a hoax. So this is happening, and a lot of students are doing this. They think it's funny. They think it's great. Well, this sheriff is pissed off. So let's watch what he had to say about what he is going to do to help combat the problem.
Really out of control, and it ends now. 54 and counting tips came in to Fortify Florida last night, okay? That means investigators in the school district have been running around the clock to investigate these tips, which are all turning out to be false. So far, it's cost $21,000 to do these investigations. We have two in custody. We have an investigation looking at one other individual. So far this year, there have been 207 threats who have come in. We've arrested seven people for written threats to kill. One student, if you remember, tried to bring a loaded firearm into a Mainland football game. We've had 11 weapons on our campuses this year. So what we're going to start doing Monday is, since parents, you don't want to raise your kids, I'm going to start raising them. Every time
I'm going to shoot them.
Time we make an arrest, your kid's photo is going to be put out there. And if I could do it, I'm going to perp walk your kid so that everybody can see what your kid's up to.
Yes. Now, I can't say for sure. So what? Okay, if I'm a parent and I know that this is a thing, you know, I'm going to go up to my kid, and even if the kid is as straight as an arrow, has never done anything, I'm going to say, look, motherfucker, if this turns out to be you ever, holy shit. Yeah, this guy's going to perp walk you, and I'm going to help him perp walk you.
The second point of this is, if I can any way find out that a parent knew what was going on and wasn't doing anything, your ass is getting perp walked with him. The purpose of Fortify Florida is to send in tips that we're going to investigate because you believe something is going to happen. To keep sending in these tips over and over and over again and think it's a big joke and nothing's going to happen to it, starting Monday, we're going to have a billboard. We're going to have a poster out. I'm going to show you every kid that's been arrested and where they go to school.
Now go with the billboard.
And from there on out, we're going to publicly shame them and their parents. So parents, do your job. Don't let Sheriff Chitwood raise your kids. This is absolutely ridiculous. Go talk to the families who have lost a loved one in a school shooting. These little knuckleheads think it's funny. Go talk to those parents and see how funny this is.
Okay, so no matter what he says, though, all kids will find this funny. Even though this is going on, there is not one kid who would have the propensity to do something like this, who is going to take this and go, oh, we better not do that. This is going to do nothing.
It's not. We're going to come and get you, and we're going to put you out for public embarrassment. And I know of a set of parents right now that they're looking at $11,000 each because somebody's paying this bill.
So all right. Now, I hope. I mean, I don't know if that's going to do anything. I think it needs to be like, there was a scene in, Game of Thrones, like when, Cersei walked out of down the street, and it was a shame, and they cut her hair and she's nude and they start throwing actual feces at her. I think perhaps something like that might be more effective. You really gotta do this. Kenny writes, Monday, not Monday. I don't understand. Then he wrote, don't push the red button. I don't understand. And then he wrote, they'll still push that button, LOL. Kenny's on fire. He's actually taking every word that I say, and he has a comment for literally every word. So if I say a 10-word sentence, he is going to make 10 comments on every single word. That is a tried and true, hardworking audience member. Even though half of those comments have to do with something that happened minutes before, he's going to fill up every bit of space with comments from the words that I say. Most pick their spots till there's something great. Not Kenny, not today. Maybe because he's in the fight of his life now in the fat race, which I don't even know if that's the official name for what we're doing. Jeremy says Kenny the Machine Gun, and 99% of the jokes miss. Kenny adds, why is everyone else so quiet? I don't know. It might be because I'm so goddamn boring. I would, you know what? I would say it's because of my boredom. That's what's causing the everybody being so quiet, Kenny. I think the big takeaway is the competition between Kenny and Jeremy. These two, now that they're competing for something, and I don't even know what type of prize we could get. But considering the fact that you're saving your own lives, because let's be honest here. If you two slobs don't turn this around, both of you, in short order, you're looking on an incredibly shortened lifespan, all things being serious. Not seeing your dick is one thing, but you have beautiful lives to live. So you need to really concentrate on making this happen. And you know I'm pulling for you. The Kenny versus Jeremy Fat Off 2024. Fat-a-thon, fat-stravaganza, whatever you call it, I want to be part of it. Ladies and gentlemen, that is my time. Hold on, no it's not. Kenny has very graciously reminded me that the asshole of the day was forgotten. You are right. Thank you for the reminder. I was so quick to get out of here. What an asshole. That's my fault. That's like Dan Campbell. That's my fault. Fat racist hillbilly was the asshole of the day on Thursday. Oh, shit. I misspelled Vance. Maureen says, the guy who juiced his wife. Yeah, he could be. Maybe tomorrow. J.D. Vance, though. We didn't even get to Trump plowing that psycho Laura Loomer chick. Yeah, I got to look into that story. I don't know a thing about it. I will check that out, though, and perhaps talk about it on the Patreon. Which, by the way, thank you to this guy yesterday, or Saturday. I know I said I was done, but I guess I'm not. Got a nice, Scott Michaels is his name. He had been toying with the idea. Kenny says, Vance over or a murderer, ha ha. That's harsh. It's true. Scott wrote, I signed up, brother. He's referring to Patreon because he signed up for free and then he thought about it and he listened to the Patreon. And he said, I love it. I, more than anyone, appreciate when you make fun of how these free beers, who are these free beers, how they talk, free beer, Hobbing, Steve, Kelly, all of them. You really quickly mock Steve for the way his stupid voice sounds, which is mostly air instead of voice, and I loved it. You notice the same things I do and make fun of the same things I do. Same sense of humor. Plus, I'm realizing more and more why Free Beer and Hobbing suck so bad now, and it's because you left. But then Joe kind of took over with the same sense of humor for a bit, but now, of course, the show has nobody left who is witty and funny. Always loved it when you made fun of people like Hobbings, especially, or tell people they were banned from listening to the show because of how stupid or nerdy or unfunny they were. Man, those were the days. And I think the big point of that is you have a former Free Beer and Hobbings show listener who has left the show, and that's the big thing. All right, that's going to do it for me. Thank you so much, folks. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Bob says nap time. No, I got things to do. No nap. I'll talk to you soon, folks. Bye-bye.
Ohio football fans, picture this.
You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.